Memory verse for the week is Mark 2:17. And I know unto them isn't one word, but it just happens to be this morning. Let's say it together. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I am so thankful he came to call the sinners unto repentance. And, you know, sometimes we look at this verse and say, yeah, thank you, Jesus, that you saved me. But it's not just a one-time thing. It is for our souls, but every day we need repentance. And let me tell you why I know that, because of the definitions of these words. Sinner, what does it mean? It's hamateo in Greek, and it means sinful or sinner. But if we go down a little deeper in the word in the Greek, it means to miss the mark. Have we missed the mark in the past? Yeah, we missed the mark in the past. How many missed the mark someplace yesterday? Is there anybody who didn't miss the mark? Oh, you didn't miss the mark yesterday. Oh, good for you, Pastor Carl.
No, he raised his hand. The rest of you who didn't raise your hand, I know you're out there walking on water. Okay.
Amen. To miss the mark. And what we need to do is come to repentance. And what does that mean? It means metanoia, compunction for guilt, reformation, or reversal from metaneo. And that means to think differently afterwards. Now, does that apply to us today? We need to think differently afterwards, to turn around, to have a complete reversal. Reversal is one of the other words that describes the word. To reconsider where we've been, and then to walk in a different way. I am thankful and grateful for the fact that he called us as sinners when we got saved, and continues by the power of the Holy Spirit to convict us that we might be able to walk in that repentance. Let's see what the message says, Candy. Jesus, overhearing, shot back. Who needs a doctor, the healthy or the sick? I'm here inviting the sin sick, not the spiritually fit. Wow, yeah. Because when we do turn around, then we can be spiritually fit. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So thank you, Jesus. You've made a way for us. Which leads us into the first song, and it's from Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And glad, this is such a neat thing after that memory verse to have this for the first song. I was thrilled when Pastor Kev said this is what we were singing first this morning. Because we can do it as we consider the memory verse. We can be glad. We can brighten up, lighten up, cheer up. That's what glad means. Because of his forgiveness and the provision that he has made for our salvation, for our souls, for our daily sins, right? Thank you, Jesus. So let's stand and let's be very, very cheerful as the Hebrews word tells us to do. Amen.